It's an incredible story, folks, of an 11-year-old boy from East Islip. Very dedicated student, plays lacrosse, and his life changed on May the 16th while crossing the street with a friend. And we will tell you the story, and to help me is the attorney that is representing the family of Connor. And that is Daniel Johnston. He's from the Bell Law Group. Now, if your name sounds familiar, the group, well, Jonathan Bell is the guy. And we love John. And Daniel's nice enough to give us a few here on this Friday. We say, welcome, Mr. Johnston. This is quite a story, my friend. And
thank you.
It's great having you here. So when I read this, I got it. I said, you know what? I've got to get you on here. We've got to tell the folks about it. So let's pick up where I left off. Connor, an 11-year-old from East Islip, Daniel, great student and everything else, great athlete, played lacrosse, and life changed on the 16th, my friend. Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Connor was with a friend. They were just doing what kids do, went across the street, went to the local pizzeria, and on the way back, you know, they did the right thing, came to the crosswalk, pressed the button, waited for the lights to turn, and when they're getting across the street, you know, a black car just comes barreling down the road, unfortunately strikes Connor, ends up having to go to the hospital same day. He's there for a few days, winds up basically breaking every bone in his left foot, ends up with a brain injury, has had to have multiple surgeries, both a few performed already and more, unfortunately, on the way, and really his mom just putting together the pieces here. It's a very, very tragic situation.
Oh, my goodness. It's gut-wrenching, really is. So, spent several days under specialized care. Dan, I was reading that pediatric specialist in Stony Brook at the hospital there, he returned home, albeit, though, confined to a wheelchair, right? And plenty of bed rest here. So that's what kind of had to endure, right?
Yeah, so he's still in the wheelchair. He's going to be for a while. They're getting started with various therapies right now. And, you know, hopefully he recovers smoothly. The road is not going to be easy, but he's a very tough kid, really great kid. And, you know, the mom's really doing everything she can to move this thing forward. And, you know, all of us are, you know, really hoping he starts feeling better sooner rather than later. You know, the community has really come together. They started a GoFundMe page that's gotten some really good traction, and that's helping out the mom. She's been unable to go back to work because she's caring for Connor. All Island Restoration went into their own pocket and provided a ramp free of charge and installed it on the apartment. So really just, you know, you look at some of the good coming from the bad, and, you know, it's nice to see the community really rally around Connor.
And Connor's mom, Erin, is a single parent, three kids in all here. So it's a tough deal as Connor awaits approval. Still, right? Physical, occupational, speech therapy, anything coming through yet on that?
Well, they're getting the ball rolling. I mean, there was the more urgent physical treatment that had to be done. He just had what's known as an internal and external fixation on his foot. He's got pins and screws, and he's, you know, he had to go through all that first. And now that that's at least partially behind him, he can focus more on, you know, redeveloping a lot of the day-to-day skills.
What about the guy who hit him? Or the gal? We don't even know. But
we do know.
Give me a sense of what happened there with the driver. Go ahead.
Nothing. Nothing happened with the driver. Wasn't even given a ticket. So obviously we're pursuing all available avenues of relief against the responsible parties, but as it stands, he wasn't even given a ticket.
Were there witnesses?
There's only one that the police spoke to. It's a little concerning that, you know, myself and a few others took us less than a few minutes to speak with the, you know, there's four or five different shops that are right there. Took us less than a few minutes to get the video and get the real story from the people that actually witnessed it. But, no, on the scene, they only spoke to one person, and then they called it a day.
Oh, come on. That's a terrible job. I mean, there's cameras all over the place. I mean, that's easy. That's easy. I mean, did they have insurance? Did the driver have any insurance? Do you know of them?
There is some insurance that's been at least disclosed, but we're still in the process of discovering exactly what different policies can possibly be applied to this. But there's a little bit of insurance that we know of so far, but nowhere near enough to get Connor where he needs to be.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's I'm surprised, you know. I mean, with in this day and age, if a guy was speeding and everything else, and you said, was it a red light? They crossed during the light, correct or no?
So they crossed once the light changed. Unfortunately, the video we do have is from a bit of an awkward angle. You are able to see it was on CBS and ABC last night. They played a clip of it. You can see Connor getting hit by the car, but unfortunately, the traffic light is just out of reach. But you see them at the crosswalk. They wait. They're at the corner waiting for their turn, and then they go. So, I mean, unfortunately, we're going to need to do a little more digging here to really, get the hard evidence that he was going against the light. But it's also very clear from the video. You look at the other vehicles that are going by versus the speed of this vehicle. He was not doing what he was supposed to do.
Yep, no question. Talking with Daniel Johnson, he's representing the Riley family here. Connor, an 11-year-old from East Islip, and helped the kid out, helped another kid out crossing the street with his pal, and pushed the kid out of the way, harm's way, before himself tragically struck by this speeding car. You know, Connor's in a wheelchair right now. He's in need of bed rest. He's got all kinds of problems. What is the long-term prognosis, Dan Johnston, as far as Connor's concerned?
That really remains to be seen right now. Like I said, he's a tough kid, and he's doing his best. And, you know, his family's there to support him, and he's doing all the things he's supposed to do. It's just too early to tell.
Yeah, it's a tough one. The family itself, give me a sense of the family. Erin's a single mom. Give me a sense as far as the family background and everything else.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, Erin's really amazing. I mean, she was working full-time before this. She was taking care of three kids. She's got a teenager. She's got Connor. She's got a two-year-old. And, you know, really just solid family unit and clearly love and support each other. And Connor was right on track. I mean, he was in sports. He was doing really well with that. He was doing well in school, doing all the things he's supposed to do. And since the accident, unfortunately, you know, Erin has to now spend far more time assisting with his care. She's not been able to go back to work. It's really put the family in a pretty tough situation. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make sure they get sorted out.
Yeah. And, you know, folks, listen, here's the deal. And not everybody can donate. If you can, you can. There's a GoFundMe. Is there a GoFundMe set up, Dan?
There is, yep.
Yeah, what is it? Give me the GoFundMe.
If you look up Connor Riley in GoFundMe, it'll come up. I don't know if I can read the URL. It's going to be a bunch of numbers and letters.
Just go to that. His name is Connor Riley, folks. And again, not everybody can donate. I get it, this day and age. But share the story on your platform, social media-wise. Share it with your coworkers. Whatever you got to do. But keep Connor Riley in your prayers. It is a frightening story. But I tell you, they need support. They need a lot of prayers. As the Riley family goes through a very scary long road here, recovery. And looking at pictures right now of this kid. I mean, what a kid, I tell you. You imagine that?
He's tough kid.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm just saying he's a tough kid. The GoFundMe, the title is Connor Riley's Road to Recovery. If you Google that, it pops right up.
So, Daniel Johnson from the Bell Law Group, BellG.com. Folks, we have John on all the time. And Dan is doing the job here, representing the family. Anything we can do, you let us know, Dan.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for having me on.
Appreciate it. That's a tough story, folks. Tough story. You know, again, You know, you think there's insurance involved. What surprises me is that, you know, guy was speeding. Guy was speeding and went through these kids. I mean, the kid could have lost his life. It's unbelievable. And nothing brought upon the driver yet, which is, I mean, you got video on every corner in the world.